مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كله.
It's a religion. That's all I really know. I don't really know much about it.
I don't know much about Islam. I would like to know more about Islam. And maybe that's something I could think about doing, especially now you've stopped me in the street and asked
me.
I think at this very moment of time, I think around 20 to 25 people a month are converting to Islam only in this mosque. And the reason is that, you know, the propaganda and the Islamophobia activities, which is the very biased media, is, you know, onslaughting on Islam and against Muslim. This is the reason that where people see, because we as Muslims, whatever happened to us, you know, we refer everything to Allah Almighty God, and we truly believe that He is on our side. So, Alhamdulillah, this is reflected upon people's mind when people see that, oh, what is Islam? What people are talking? Why people are talking about Muslims and all this? And they go and search books, search on the internet, read Quran. The truth become, you know, obvious to them themselves, and then they accept Islam and they become Muslims. And we see whenever there is a false accusation of Islam and Muslims in the media, we see as a result that week we see more and more people becoming Muslims.
Before I become a Muslim, what I used to do was, because I was still interested in Christianity, because I was raised a Christian, I wanted to, like, if I wanted to follow something, I wanted to follow it fully. So what I'd done was, I used to have, spend like an hour a day, half an hour Bible, half an hour Quran. So like for a week, this went up, and I remember the first time I read Surah Al-Fatiha, yeah, like it just, every ayah made sense in there. When it got to the end, because the Quran I was reading was an English translation, so it says, not of those who have earned your wrath. I looked at Jews, yeah, I thought, yeah, who are the Jews? I said, of those who are straight Christians, yeah. That was a Christian at the time, like, like you felt it. It's like every eye I was reading was like a punch in the stomach. I could feel it inside, and I knew it was the truth, just the way it starts. Like, this is the book of which there is no doubt. And I knew about the Quran before I was a Muslim. So what happened in time was, it would be changed from, instead of half an hour Bible, half an hour Quran, go to 20 minutes Bible, 40 minutes Quran, and then 15 minutes Bible, 45 minutes Quran, and then after a while, I stopped reading the Bible and just started reading the Quran.
My opinions of what a Muslim was before I reverted was quite basic, really. I thought that all Muslims were of Asian origin, thought they were either Pakistani or Bangladeshi, so mainly Asian, yet obviously apart from Yusuf Islam and Muhammad Ali, that's about it, really. I didn't have a view of what a Muslim was apart from them being Asian. They do read Quran in the English translation at the moment, because I don't know how to read Arabic. I should imagine that once I do know how to read it, I'll be able to appreciate it a lot more. Obviously, because it's in Quranic Arabic, it's a miracle within itself. I think it's important to read Quran because it answers everyday questions. It's a guidebook for life, basically. And the way it's written, the miracle in itself. I mean, for example, in one of the surahs, it says about the fetus being like a leech-like clot. I mean, how 1,400 years ago, how is that going to be known? I mean, scientists have only recently just been able to prove things like that with advanced technology. So it's just amazing the way it's written, and it's the true word of Allah. So, you know, it's the best book to read.
I grew up in Brockley, which is in southeast London. It's a low-income area with high crime rate. And when I was young, I used to go to Sunday school. So I saw another thing that interested me in Islam was all of the stories of all of the prophets and messengers that I learned about in Sunday school. I learned about here.
Islam means the acceptance and continuation of Judaism and Christianity. Therefore, in Islam, we actually accept all the previous commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are mentioned in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And obviously, we believe that there were true prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is David, Moses, Solomon, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, and others. And a Muslim would mean that a person who actually follow the true faith, continuing that link, consistent link or chain of the faith from previous religions and coming to accept, you know, the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I remember it was New Year's night and I went to church with my mum, and we got back and my mum said to her, why didn't you go up and get yourself saved? I said, nah, I don't want to get myself saved. I want to become a Muslim. She's like, oh my gosh, you want to become like them, and you're not Indian and stuff like this. It's Indian people religion, yeah? So I was like, no, it's not like that, mum. You know, it's not like that at all. And then when I actually took my shahada and went home, my mum said to me, because sometimes I'll go in late all of the time. Like, I didn't have a time period when I would have to be in the house. But this one night, I went in the house, mum said to me, where have you been? I said, I've been to the mosque. She goes, what? I said, I should have a Muslim. She goes, oh my God, you're going to become a terrorist and blow yourself up on a train and you're going to do all this. And I said, no, mum, it's nothing. It's not like that. So first reactions to me becoming a Muslim wasn't good. So my mum didn't like it at all. I'm not sure if my family would embrace Islam. I'd love them to. But like I said, because I'm the youngest in the family, it's kind of a bit difficult to give them dawah sometimes. So I try to approach it from different angles, but sometimes it's like, who are you to come and tell me about God and stuff? I used to change your nappies and I used to comb your picky head and stuff when you were little, and you know what I mean? So.
The first person that I told was my mum. She's really understanding, alhamdulillah. She understood, you know, what my intentions were. It was slightly more of a worry telling my dad. So I didn't. I left it to my mum to tell him. It was a bit worried at first. But to be honest, we've never really had that sort of relationship whereby we can openly discuss things like that anyway. So, and to be honest, since he's been told, we've not talked about it.
Obviously, getting on a train and a bus with a bag and stuff, I expected maybe a few looks and stuff, but that kind of stuff don't bother me because I was getting that before I was a Muslim anyway, you know. So when I was to be walking down the street as a non-Muslim, it's like, this guy's going to rob me, or, you know what I mean, because of the way I was dressing. So dressing like this doesn't really have an effect on me.